We were feeling out of the world. It was like a dream come true.
It'll probably be surreal just with how much the community comes to support us for this far drive.
There will be two North Central Wisconsin boys basketball teams represented in Division 5 at state basketball. In this episode of the Highlight Zone podcast, we speak with both top seed Columbus Catholic and two-seeded Almond Bancroft ahead of their games Friday morning. We start with the Dons, who are as senior-led as it gets. Nine seniors on their roster, throw in the fact that Emmett Konechny missed nearly 2 months of action due to a car crash he was involved in with his mom. I spoke with dad and head coach Joe, along with Emmett and fellow senior Blake Jacoby, about how much this trip means to them. What's been the reaction at school? What's it been like to kind of bask in the feeling that you guys are going to state this week? Emmett, I'll start with you.
It's been really fun. You try to enjoy it with your teammates because you don't really get to experience this again. But at the same time, you want to kind of lock in now that the weekend's over and we got a good opponent to play on Friday.
This was your first time at school. Blake, I'll go over to you. What were the messages from teachers, from classmates? I mean, what have you heard over these last couple of days?
I mean, they're all saying, great job, go win in two more games, go bring back the hardware, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't think we actually were able to be there for your sectional final game. What was the mood, what was the reaction when that clock hit zero and you guys had punched your ticket to state? How were you guys feeling in that moment?
We were feeling out of the world. It was like a dream come true. Always wanted to play at the Kohl Center and play with these eight other seniors that our last trip will be at the Kohl Center too.
Emmett, what about for you?
It was kind of an up-and-down game, so you kind of didn't really realize it at first. Kind of the buzzer goes off. I threw the ball in the air. We started celebrating, but then it kind of when you sat down and kind of took it all in, you kind of realized, well, wow, we're going to the Kohl Center.
Mm-hmm. I know it's a moment you dream of your entire time playing basketball. Did you have any a chance to think about how you were going to react, or was it, you know, let's win this game and then let's see how it goes at that point?
Not really. I wasn't really thinking because the game was close the whole time. Mm-hmm. I was kind of thinking next possession, and then the buzzer went off. So my initial reaction was just kind of what's happening right now. I was expecting my alarm to go off, and it was all just a dream. But I guess it happened, and the buzzer went off, and we got to celebrate with our teammates. Mm-hmm.
Joe, this isn't your first time feeling this as a coach, but what's it like this time knowing that Emmett's by your side?
It's special. You know, we've kind of been to the state tournament as a family probably 15 or 20 years since he was born and before. So for him and his brother to be on a team that got down there, it's extra special. And especially to do with a group of friends that they've been playing with since third, fourth, fifth grade. We just could not be more grateful.
Mm-hmm. What was going through your head when you guys were hoisting that plaque and able to say you're going to state?
Just being thankful. I could not believe it, to be honest with you. You know, you get so caught up in the day-to-day, and our sectional was really, really talented with a number of teams in the top six or seven in the state. I think Royal and Cashton, both those games to be three-point wins. It's just kind of you have to have the ball bounce your way sometimes. As good as your team is and as many things as you do well, you do have to catch some breaks to get here. So I just felt very, very fortunate.
Mm-hmm. I know we talked to you a few weeks ago about everything, you know, you and your family's been through this year. Did it make that moment feel a little extra sweet, knowing you're able to overcome all of that and get here?
Oh yeah, when I saw their mother, my wife, Jen, with Emmett Mack and the plaque, I just got to sit back and say a prayer of thanks. But what she's been through and what she's done to inspire not just our family, but really our team. Is phenomenal. So to see her crying tears of joy was an extra special moment for sure.
Emmett, what was that like for you?
It was awesome just because I was there and I went through it with her. So to be able to see her smiling like that and enjoying that with our family, it was really special for us.
Mm-hmm. I know for this team in particular as well, you guys have had good years the last few years, but you haven't been able to get over that hump and get to state. What was the difference this time around?
I think we just got a group of seniors that we don't really want our careers to end, and we enjoy playing together. So when we kind of get into that moment, we kind of say, hey, let's go. We got to get this done because we don't want our last time to be playing together to come. So we're kind of just taking every moment and thanking God that we have it together.
Blake, what about for you?
Yeah, it was with Emmett being in a car crash, we didn't know how much time we'd have left with him. And having him there and having eight other seniors with me on the court, it just felt super extra and felt amazing while we did it.
Yeah, I think that's something that's unique about this team is this is a very senior-led team. Like you said, there's eight seniors on this team. Was it eight? Is it nine total or is it eight total?
Nine.
It is nine total. Nine seniors. What you two being seniors, what do you have to say about your class and what you guys have been able to accomplish and being able to, you know, stamp your career with a trip to state?
Yeah, I just think we're a very special class. I mean, we're so bound together. We spend time outside together and we're able to, even on the court, we able to come together and figure out a plan to figure out how to win.
Emmett, what about for you?
It's really special just because we got to see the classes before us that made it to state. 2017 and 2019, those classes both got to end their careers at the Cole Center. So we kind of saw that and we wanted to do that as well. And to be able to actually accomplish that, it's been really great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this team does have a somewhat recent history of going to state, like you said, in 2017, 2019. What do you guys remember about those teams, watching them? You guys were, what, probably seventh grade at that point, I think?
What I remember the most is probably just kind of the experience of the whole thing, because I got to kind of go with the team.
Mm-hmm.
2017, I got to go, and 2019, I sat in the stands. I just remember kind of being starstruck with the whole Cole Center thing. I was in middle school, so it was just really fun for me to just kind of go through that with our family and everything. So, I mean, just how those teams kind of stuck together stuck out to me, because they had to kind of go through some stuff in the sectional game. They were down and stuff like that, so they kind of had to work back from behind and win those games to make it there.
Mm-hmm. Boyk?
Yeah, being in the stands, watching it from the stands and being in the Cole Center, it's just another mood that just falls onto you. And watching a team that you know that's so successful and can bring it all together in the end is just something special you never see.
And I know, I believe there was a buzzer beater in there to get a win. Was that in 2019?
Yep.
Being able to experience that as well. I mean, that's the peak of, you know, the Cole Center, of getting to hit a game-winning shot to win at state. What were the emotions at that point, and what does that tell you about what this run could be this year and how exciting it can be?
I remember I personally went nuts. You can kind of see me on the TV clip. I'm up behind the bench like five or six rows, and I'm with three of my friends. So when Tom made that shot, I went crazy, and you can kind of see me in the clip. But, I mean, just for this year, it just shows you that any little moment can kind of change the outcome of the game. Like that game was we were up pretty good there. And then Banger came back, and then Tom was able to hit that shot to kind of propel us into the state championship game. But the little things really, really stick out in close games in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Joe, I'll direct this at you because you were obviously coaching those teams. What can you take away from past state teams, and how can you apply it to this year's run?
Well, I think we've learned some things the hard way and some things the easy way. I think it's really important for our players to kind of compartmentalize the basketball versus the outside stuff. And it's a lot of excitement right now at our school. A lot of people talking about things outside of the game, but from 3 o'clock to 5:30 or 3 to 6. And especially when we get in the vehicles and head down there on Wednesday, it needs to become about the same basketball game they've been playing for 10 or 11 years. So I'm really trying to get them to lock in on what goes on inside the lines and let everybody else have the outside fun.
Is it kind of like this weekend was the time to celebrate and going to state, and now today is when you start preparing for Friday?
Yeah, I think we enjoyed it on Saturday night, and then yesterday spent much of the day trying to prepare the trip for state, you know, working out hotels and meals and things like that. And now at 3 o'clock today, it can just be about basketball and trying to make sure we go there and not only perform, but perform our absolute best.
Mm-hmm. And you guys get, I mean, Division Five is really tough this year. Solon Springs is your opponent. There are some people who think they maybe could have even been the top seed. That's just how deep these four teams are. How are you guys preparing for them Friday morning?
Well, I think we knew going in it was 14 to 27 wins. So we could have been 1, 2, 3, or 4. You can almost pick them out of a hat. But We're trying to do our best to watch film on them. We know how athletic they are. We know how good they are. Similar to us with a group of seniors that were trying to get there in their last run at it. So we expect a really great game on Friday, and with 4 or 5 days to prepare, hopefully it's something that we can benefit from.
Mm-hmm. Blake, what about from your perspective? How are you trying to get into the right headspace? And does being the top seed change anything?
Being the top seed does not change anything. We got to still go with the mindset of it's another good opponent, and we still have to come out to be our strongest, shoot, play defense, and yeah.
How are you getting into the right headspace this week to prepare and try to win at state, not just make an appearance?
I think it starts with watching a bunch of film and then starting to get into the mindset of we got to be able to shut down these people, got to be able to score, and coming ready to at practice.
Emmett, what about for you?
I think kind of just blocking out the craziness of the whole thing. I think it'd be really easy for us to kind of just relax with everything, with everybody celebrating, kind of going to state at school. But we kind of have to just focus on the game and who we're, because, I mean, like you said, it's a deep D5 this year. So we kind of have to just focus and lock in on our opponent.
Mm-hmm. 9 seniors, and I know you've been dealing with this for a while, but, you know, Friday could be the last game you play, maybe Saturday if you're able to win on Friday. Do you think about that, or do you kind of push that off and deal with that when it actually does happen?
Going into the game, it's kind of in the back of your mind, like, hey, this could be the last one. But once the ball goes up and you're just in between those four lines, you kind of focus on the game and you think about it after.
Blake, what about for you?
Yeah, definitely going into it, you know, this is the last week of your high school career, and you're hoping to end it on Saturday. And you have it always in the back of your mind, like Emmett said, going into the game. But, yeah.
Mm-hmm. How fun and how cool would it be to be able to cap your careers off with a state title down at the Kohl Center?
It's definitely a dream that always been dreamt ever since starting basketball, and having the capability to do it this year would be awesome.
Evan, what about for you?
It'd be really cool just to kind of go through that with the school and our community and our parents and our families. But I mean, looking at the teams, all those teams are also really good. So I think that each team has just as much of a chance as us. So we kind of got to focus and prepare for our opponent.
It will be a fun morning when they take on Solon Springs. Right after that is Elman Bancroft's first ever trip to state. And these two programs are quite different. They have just 2 seniors and 0 years of state experience. That makes this trip to the Kohl Center even more special. I spoke with the 2 seniors, TJ Lamb, Shane Clysmith, and then the junior, Aiden Phillips, about how special this trip will be. But first time in school history, you guys are making the trip to state basketball. Just what does this week mean to the community of Elman Bancroft?
I think it's a huge event for not only the community, but the history of our sports program. I mean, it's never happened before, so it's kind of a once-in-a-lifetime thing thus far.
Yeah, kind of like Aiden said, hasn't happened before. Big deal in our town and our school. It's just special, yeah.
Exactly what they said also. I mean, it never happened before. No one's made it this far. It's, I guess, the biggest thing going on right now.
Uh-huh. What is the mood around school right now?
I'd say a pretty good feeling. Everybody's excited.
Kurt, you've been with this program for a long time. 25 years, right?
That is correct.
What does this mean to you, having been in this program for so long?
Well, I just, like I've said a few times already, I don't have the words to articulate it quite right. It just, the emotions of thinking back to all the kids, all the players that I coached over the years, having some very good teams, and just not being able to get over that final hump. Thinking back to all the, when I played and how much it means to get to this point, just happy for the kids in our program right now. They've worked hard. They've each done their job, their role. They played it well. And you could just see as progressed last summer a little bit, well, the previous years with this summer, you could just see, when the brackets came out that we had a chance to maybe get to this point. So let's get just the atmosphere, our community right now, all the excitement for them, just so overwhelmed and overjoyed for everybody that's part of this.
And you mentioned it, you've seen a lot of teams over the years not get over that hump. What has been the difference with this team to get over that hump?
Well, I just think a little mindset, but just, each person just doing their thing. I know TJ and Aiden, they get a majority of the pub and the plus, and they, you know, they carry a lot of the load, and they rightly deserve all those things. But it's the Shanes, you know, getting better and doing some things. It's Brody Dernbach. It's Clarence Pratt. It's all those guys just stepping up and doing those things to get us over the pump. It's the MS Tiles coming off the bench. You know, he could be a starter, but he's unselfish. He comes off the bench. He gives us a little more. Just that toughness and in the last few games, just that extra scoring punch, you know, through the sectionals and regionals just to get us over that hump.
Mm-hmm. To the guys, right? You guys haven't gotten two sectionals in your career, right? This was your first time getting past regionals, at least for them.
This group, right? Yes.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. As you got into sectionals and now getting to state, kind of what's this feeling making a playoff run that you haven't experienced before?
This whole team, we don't have like much playoff experience, but we've all played a lot of basketball together. So honestly, just playing as a team like we have all year, not changing anything throughout the run and letting it get too big for us, I'd say was a big factor into getting this far.
Shane, I'll go over to you as a senior on this team as well. Kind of what's been your mindset during this playoff run?
Just to keep playing how we're playing, try not to let everything that's new get to us, you know, keep our heads in the game, just play how we play.
Mm-hmm. I have this right too, right? TJ and Slane and Shane, excuse me. You guys are both the only seniors on this team.
Yeah.
There's a different story with every team. Some teams are very senior led. I just spoke to Columbus a couple days ago in D5. They got 9 seniors. You guys just have 2. What's the makeup of this team with you guys being the leaders as seniors and the most experienced on this team? Like how have you led this team?
Just, you know, trying to help out the guys and anything that they have questions on, just being there to, I guess, be a leader or a role model, you could say, for the younger guys on the team.
Kurt, what have you experienced? I know, you know, you got, you know, TJ as your son on this team as a senior leader. What have you observed from those two in this group?
Well, just, you know, it started when those two were sophomores. You know, we had a little change. They had to step up into bigger roles on Aiden's freshman group, and Brody has played as freshman. Clarence played as freshman. It's just that overall experience those first couple years. Winning conference when they were sophomores and freshmen was very huge. Not a lot of people expected that year. Got in the playoffs and didn't play well. The other team kind of jumped on us a little bit, some different defenses. And, you know, so we learned from that. Next year we came back, you know, made it to go play against Columbus. And that's a whole different experience over there against them. Coach does an excellent job over there. It's just a great program. And just learning from that and then bringing it back this year and keep moving along. I think you can throw football in with these guys too. Winning conference this year in football and their tournament game, they played very well and could have made another run. But I just think all the sports working together a little bit here kind of develops that toughness, that attitude that, hey, whatever we need to do to get us over the top, we're going to find a way to win that game. And that's kind of the mentality that they have.
For you, and I know you said it's kind of hard to find the words, but to do it for the first time in 25 years with your son on the team as well as one of the senior leaders, just how special has this run been for you and your family?
Well, you know, haven't had time to sink in yet and soak it in yet, but no, it means a lot. You know, I coached my older son. He missed his junior year for ACL, and he came back, and we made it to sectionals, and losing there, it was you know, kind of tough to overcome that. So, you know, we just went about our business, really talk about this could be the end. This could be the last time you want to put that doubt in here. But just going out, playing your best and let the chips fall where they may. But, you know, just to have him being a part of that, it does mean a lot. You know, he gets a lot of my abuse and, you know, on the floor. And he's pretty good for the most part taking that. I'm just happy for him that we get to continue to play.
TJ, what about from your perspective?
Yeah, you kind of said it, but yeah, getting there first time for my dad, at least to get him there, means a lot. Yeah, I don't know.
Is this something you envisioned happening growing up alongside him?
Yeah. I wouldn't say so. Like, I mean, I always hoped and wished, but, you know, it hasn't ever happened in the school, but I always wanted to, but I didn't know if it would actually ever happen.
Mm-hmm. It comes down to them, you know, couple of guys on the team. They put their time in year round, and you know they earned where we are now through their hard work. And then the other guys just, you know, they kept working in season and during the summer a little bit, and they kept getting better. And these two guys behind me here too, I think if you work hard, you get rewarded for those kind of work ethics and those kind of things. So I'm just proud for, you know, not only these two guys, but all the guys on our team. So
I would agree with that. So what's been the mentality this week as you guys continue to go into uncharted waters for this program?
Well, we want to enjoy it. I'll be honest, I'm a little overwhelmed with all the other stuff that you got to do. It'd be nice if you just got to show up and play the game and all that stuff. But, you know, it's been a normal week for the most part. We're doing our same drills, all that stuff. We did go up to UWSP last night and practice on the bigger floor to give them kind of a thing there. It's just, we do what we do. We're going to play zone, whether it's 2-3 or 3-2, and we've gotten pretty good in that. We know we got to play through the lane, through the post. We got to get the post touches, whether it's versus zone or man, and play through that. And, you know, we've been very level-headed, even-keeled all season. Things haven't gotten too big for us. We just continue to plug along, whether we're up by a bunch or down by a couple. We just keep fighting and scratching and clawing until, you know, the end of the way. I always say, hey, it might not be pretty for a while, but by the end, we'll figure it out. And we usually do.
Uh-huh. To the guys, has it sunk in yet that you're going to play at state? Are you thinking like I guess, how are you approaching this game?
Personally, I'm approaching it as it's just another game. Don't think about it too much, because odds are you're just gonna make a mistake that you really wish you wouldn't have.
Mm-hmm. What about the TJ and Shane?
Yeah, a little bit as to what Aiden said, but also realizing that it's a special thing to make it down there. There's only four other teams in D5 that are here right now. But yeah, to just make sure you treat it as a normal game.
Yeah, I don't think it's sunk in fully yet. I think on our way up there, or down there technically, will be when it fully sinks in, and like stepping on the court and watching some other games happen is when we'll realize like we did it pretty much.
We're going down there. We want to have some fun, but we're down there to compete and give it our best shot too, and that's kind of the mentality we have right now.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask, because I've seen a lot of programs make it to state for the first time, and sometimes you get, you know, that this mindset of like, hey, we're happy to be here. How do you guys make sure you're not just happy to be there, and you're there to actually try to win and bring back, whether it's a silver or a gold ball or some hardware?
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it a little bit too in practice. Three of the other four schools in Division Five, it's their first time down there too. So they're going to be nervous, kind of like us. It's going to come down to who can handle those nerves first and, you know, turn it into a normal game as soon as they can and just play their game. So hopefully we're the team that can get settled down first and just plug along and do what we do.
Aiden, I'll direct this one to you. Looking at Division Five, there's a lot of really good teams that are going to be there. Everyone with 27 wins. I think, you know, there's some have even made the argument that Solon Springs, the 4 seed, could have been the 1 seed. Is it just, you know, approach every game as a dogfight, you know, just take it one game at a time and kind of play your game, knowing it's going to be a tough one down there?
I would say that, yeah, take it one game at a time, just play your game and adjust to the competition and do your best.
TJ, what about for you?
Yeah, kind of what Aiden said, just take what the defense gives you, I suppose, and just treat it like a normal game.
What do you think that moment's going to be like when you guys step onto the Kohl Center and you got the faithful cheering you on and you're playing on the same court the Badgers play?
It'll probably be surreal, just with how much the community comes to support us for this far drive. And it'll sink in through warm-ups. Hopefully we'll be ready to go by tip-off.
I'll finish this off with a question for the seniors. You're going to, whatever happens this weekend, whether you win two games, whether you lose a game, you're going to finish your career at the Kohl Center. What does it mean to you to be able to cap off your high school career with a trip to state?
Well, just being able to end it at the Kohl Center is a lot more unique than any other team, you know, for the most part. We could have lost, you know, in the first round in regionals or sectionals. So we're already farther than, you know, most other teams to where it's a good way to end it. You know, you don't feel like you've really missed out on much.
Yeah,
I would say it's going to be special, but hopefully we don't go down there and lose, so we end our senior year on a win. That's what I'm hoping.
And there was a chance both Columbus and Elman Bancroft could meet in the title game on Saturday. That would be a lot of fun, but for now, they got to get past the semifinal. Their games are both going to be played Friday morning. We'll, of course, have coverage all weekend on News Channel 7. Good luck to both of them as they prepare for the biggest game of their careers thus far. That's all for this episode of the Highlight Zone podcast. Thank you for listening, and take care.